KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, rain continues. We have 44 degrees. We look for a high today around 47. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A 25 to 35-year-old black male riding a bicycle was struck early this morning in Council Bluffs by a vehicle that then left the scene. Bluffs police say emergency crews responded at around 4 a.m. to the area of South 13th and 6th Avenue in Council Bluffs, following a report of a man lying on the curb with a bicycle. The preliminary scene investigation indicated the bike was struck from behind by a vehicle while it was traveling south. The victim suffered head trauma and was transported to CHI Creighton University Medical Center for treatment. Authorities say his identity is currently unknown. The man was riding a red, black, and silver mountain bike and carrying a Star Wars backpack. Anyone with information with regard to the crash is urged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit at 712-328-4948 or 712-328-7867, which is their Crime Stoppers number. An accident Tuesday morning on Interstate 29 in Monona County has claimed the life of a man from South Dakota. The Iowa State Patrol reports a tow truck with its warning lights on was parked partially in the left lane of I-29 southbound at about the 106.3-mile marker, with the operator working to remove a vehicle that had earlier entered the median. For reasons unknown, a 2010 Dodge pickup driven by 50-year-old Darwin Knudsen of Webster, South Dakota, failed to move over, slow down, or take evasive action for the tow truck as required by Iowa law. The pickup, which was traveling in the left lane, struck the tow truck on the right rear side. The accident happened at around 6:24 a.m. Tuesday. After the collision, the pickup went off the road to the right and into a farm field. Knudsen, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported to a hospital in Ottawa, where he died from injuries suffered in the crash. The operator of the tow truck was not injured. The Creston Police Department reports a pedestrian was injured during an accident that took place Tuesday night at around 7:30 p.m. Officials say that a 2009 Dodge Journey driven by Wesley Davis of Fontenelle was traveling southbound on the highway in Creston. A semi and a trailer had stopped for a red light, and a woman exited the semi. The Dodge was passing the semi. As the light turned green, the female pedestrian ran in front of the parked semi and directly in front of the Dodge operated by Davis. Davis applied his brakes and skidded a short distance before striking the female pedestrian. And the officer said that the Davis had a green light and had no chance to stop before striking the female pedestrian, who was identified as 40-year-old Trisha Lynn Gazer of Creston. She was transported to the hospital in Creston by ambulance. And an Adair County man suffered possible unknown injuries following an accident in the Creston Hospital parking lot. The crash happened at around 11:30 p.m. Friday. Creston police say 65-year-old Alan J. Weiss of Orient was backing a 2006 Chevy Silverado pickup out of a parking stall near the Greater Regional Medical Center's emergency room entrance when he accidentally stepped on the gas. The pickup backed around the parking lot and hit a 2000 Ford Expedition. The pickup continued in the same direction and proceeded to hit a 2014 Jeep Cherokee, as well as a 1998 Oldsmobile Regency. The pickup didn't stop until it hit the hospital building. Weiss was transported by ambulance to the hospital. Damage from the accident totaled $23,500, which included $2,000 damage done to a glass window on the hospital's emergency room door. There were no citations issued. And a man from Adams County was arrested Tuesday night in Red Oak on a charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree after he allegedly vandalized a vehicle by coloring a registration tag. Red Oak police say 24-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Corning was taken into custody at around 11:50 p.m. after officers responded to 1804 East Summit Street for a report of a man violating his no trespass order. When they arrived, officers found Johnson sitting outside of 1802 East Summit. He was placed into custody and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where bond was set at $300. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department. In the funeral announcements, Ethel Christensen, age 96, of Exira, died Friday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Ethel Christensen will be on today at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. John William Scheffler, age 95, of Avoca, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for John William Scheffler will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ken Ewalt, age 94, of Manila, died Saturday at the Crawford County Hospital in Denison. Funeral services for Ken Ewalt will be on Thursday, tomorrow, at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Austin Ault, age 23, of Audubon, died Saturday in rural Audubon County. Funeral services for Austin Ault will be on Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dan Brownsberger, age 78, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Dan Brownsberger will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Karen Janvrin, age 76, of Panora, died March 20th at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Karen Janvrin will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Jerry Holiday, age 79, of Atlantic, died January 15th at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life memorial services for Jerry Holiday will be Saturday at noon at Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Jean Elmer Thies, age 66, of Minnetonka, Minnesota, died January 27th. Graveside services for Jean Thies will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Minden Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues.